No higher. No lower. But different. Different formation of energy. As you are aware, many different visions, many things to look at, much confusion. Different level of communication. Aim for the highest, whilst it's not high in the way you would interpret high. It is a different level of communication. And you are correct in your understanding of frequency. The transmission of energy. Having the ability to initiate change with it. Having the ability to give knowing, give wisdom, receive knowledge. Different reason. Having a different reason, asking a different question. And so, yes, a different frequency will give a different outcome. But you must aim higher. What is it you wish to know? And this you must ask yourself. What is it you wish to know? To do, you don't have to do anything. To know, this is different. A different question than to do. And you will always aim higher. Because this is what you do. For you, it is a challenge. Your journey is brought about by challenge. By challenging, this is your ego, this is your mind, your desire to continually challenge all and everything is what drives your journey. It is the fuel of your journey. And all the images you can see are not necessary for you to see. There is only one moment. There is only the love from source energy. There is no time. There is no mass. There are no things. Your journey is to understand self, to know what you are. Your journey is our journey. It is the same journey. It is the same journey for all, because all is one. But position is defined as awareness. The awareness of self. And as you challenge, you will always question. And your questions will bring you back to the same position. Each and every time you do this, it will bring you back to the same position. And from that position, you will start again until you know. And each position is an acceptance of knowing. And once you are knowing, it is like a rebirth. You will wonder how it was even possible. You did not know at this point, this position. Yes, the answers do lie in frequency, in vibrational energy, because each and every of which it is infinite are transmitted from a different point, a different position, with a different meaning. And each and every meaning is exclusive to the asker of the questions and the receiver of the answers. You are constantly receiving frequencies and often you are aware of so much. It comes in what you would term tinnitus within your ears. This is your conscious awareness of the receipt of frequencies. But you do not truly know what they mean. But you are aware when you receive them. They do have an effect on your journey. But you chose at each given moment of which there is only one. You chose. You choose this. You choose it, and you change the moment with it. What you visualize has no meaning, because it does not cross the bridge from the mind to the imagination, to the consciousness. And if it does not cross the bridge, you do not physically create this. So in your illusion, it remains within the library of all and everything. And the most difficult thing for you to understand is that you have past tense, have already chosen your journey, and yet it changes within each and every moment, which is only one moment. And this is the peace you cannot understand, and neither will you understand within a applied linear logic. You both energies in this space remain positive. You must apply this within your time-created illusion constantly, because every time you do this, you change the moment. And this is what you chose to do. You are lifting the vibrational energy of self which will lift the vibrational energy of all in a positive direction. This is why it is important to stay on the path, the journey, to experience and to remember what it is you chose to do. You're the creator of self, and through knowing self, you will create positive energy of this. There is no doubt. It is absolute. It is absolute for all and every. And yes, we are also remembering Source through your experience. Whilst we inform you, this also helps us. So, whilst we are helping you, we are helping ourselves, and this applies also to you. Stay in the light. Stay on your journey and stay in the positive